Hi, Maarten. Welcome to our studio.
Thank you, Kevin.
The Fresh Conference, what is it exactly?
Fresh Conference is a conference about conferences with 100% focus on the content side. So how to design a conference so it has more impact on its participants.
For you guys, it's also a kind of playground to test new concepts, ideas, launch new initiatives. Can you give some examples of that?
Yes, there is definitely a lot of stuff happening in this area of meeting design, and especially in the technology space, new things coming out, but also books that are being published. And so so we try to launch as many new things as possible so people can, you know, learn from that. An example is session formats, for example, that we did last year, where we included some theater backgrounds. And so people were invited to discuss about kind of a body that was on a table under a sheet. And so they were kind of analyzing a specific function. And so the way these meeting designers then design a session, and you can really live inside that session, be a participant in the session, gives you a lot of inspiration as event planner, meeting planner, to try new things and learn which precise techniques can help you with supporting specific needs that you have.
Yeah, I also read something about pair sharing. What is that?
Yeah, pair sharing, for example, Adrian Seeger has introduced that last year. Is actually a very simple technique. So it's a pair of people, two people that share. So pair sharing. And I like the word, the way it sounds, and I like the technique, because what you do, instead of having one expert on the stage and 200 people listening, one is talking, 200 are listening, you now get 100 people talking and 100 people listening. So you have a much higher degree of expertise in the room that is being shared amongst participants.
And what do guests think about that kind of meeting interaction?
They love these kind of things, obviously, because, you know, everybody knows when you talk about boring conferences that it is about the fact that there is a 90-minute speech from a speaker and 3 minutes Q&A at the end. So there's lots of things you can do to change that. Pair sharing is one of those things that you can insert in between chunks of a presentation. And people love it because they're all there, because they're all in the market of textiles, for example. They're a textiles conference. And they obviously, they know stuff and they've learned things and want to share stuff from their own life and experience with each other. People love it.
And they can talk themselves without having the fear to be on stage for...
There you go. It's the smallest possible audience that you can have is one person. Yeah. So it's the least scary of all of them. And so that's why it works really well and people love it. And it's always difficult to make them stop.
And what about hybrid events? Because that's the next big thing.
Yeah, it's definitely a very hot item, and there is technical stuff involved, like audiovisual, but also technology, the internet, and the connection. So it's a very complicated piece of a conference, and we've done some nice experiments with that as well. Like, for example, having a set of laptops in the lobby, so that people that are online, you can see those people because you see their videos, because we bring them together in a little GoToMeeting group, for example, a breakout group. And so you go to that laptop and you see somebody that you recognize, you pick up the headset and you can talk to those people.
Oh,
so really the networking amongst the online people and the on-site people.
On one of the pictures, I did see a girl walking around with an iPad.
Yeah.
What did she do?
She was our hybrid angel. So that was another little experiment we did. And it allows one person to be part of that breakout group, where you have several people with video webcams, and so you can see each other. So the webcam from the iPad is used, and the microphone, and this person has a headset. And she can walk around during a coffee break, and all of a sudden somebody online can say, "Ah, this is John. I'd like to say hello to John." So then she walks to John, shows the iPad, and then John recognizes this person because they know each other, and they can have a conversation when the headphone is handed over. So it brings, again, the two groups together, the online group and the on-site.
But from a production view, isn't it difficult to manage all those different assets?
Yeah, I think if there's one thing that we've learned is that these are actually two productions.
Okay.
The online experience is a lot of work. You need attention for chat, social media, for the camera picture that is going out. You have to take into account the delay that you have. Sound needs to be right. You need to pay attention to several things. Mm-hmm. And during coffee break, you bring other stuff to the online participants. So you have a separate team, actually, and also, if possible, a separate sound technician for the online participants. So really separate production next to the on-site production.
Every year you also have a team for the conference.
Yes.
Can you already tell us something about the theme for this year?
So we have the theme for this year is present people.
Yeah.
And it's really about us presenting people mm-hmm. to the audience. People as a tool in the toolbox for meeting design. So, for example, there is facilitators, there is content copywriters, there is producers, there is voting and interaction specialists, there is moderators, all sorts of professionals, different categories of people. And so we present those and we talk about those. That's our focus for this year. Obviously, we will also present, as always, lots of techniques and meeting formats and technology. So people can go home with lots of new stuff in their toolbox that they can immediately apply to their own conferences.
Where can people find some more practical information on the conference?
The conference always takes place in January, in end of January, beginning of the year, so you can start the fresh year with some fresh ideas from the Fresh Conference.
Okay, and that's why the name is Fresh Conference.
Yes, and so the freshconference.com is our website, so that's pretty easy.
Okay, perfect. Maarten, thank you for coming over to our studio.
Thank you for having us.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.